Recorded live from the WonkyWeebs.com studio, it's the Selling Out Show! And here's your host, the self-proclaimed god of green bean casserole, Diamond Dave Chicharro!
Hello, 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 and thank you for tuning in to the Selling Out Show, where we screw up life at our leisure for your listening pleasure. If you didn't notice that grandiose intro we just had, I am one of your hosts, David, whatever I decide my name to be, week by week, and I'm normally joined by Nate Gorzinski, but he is unfortunately away on assignment. But I didn't want to leave our lovely listeners in the lurch. No, not me. I don't like doing that. So, I guess in the interim, maybe it's time to update you guys on what's up with moi. So I am proud to present a silly little sitcom via the sound waves here that I like to call It's All About Me. All right, I won't quit my day job. I'm not a singer at all. It's not really my forte, but I do like talking on the radio wave, so here I am to kind of do that, I suppose, and hopefully entertain you at the same time. But right now, you might be asking yourself, what's up with your favorite podcasting couch potato? And actually, it's quite a bit, but I'm going to try to keep it short and sweet, this little dive into my psyche. But, you know, some of you guys might know that I had recently had a surgery. Now, I'm a very handsome and spry young 44-year-old man, but I had a bum hip. Had to have that changed out. And, you know, it's usually a senior thing, so that was very awkward. And I've kind of talked about this in the past fairly in depth, so I'll spare you all that again. But I am on the mend. I'm feeling good. Came a long way over the last 6 weeks, considering I was once a man who had to piss in a bucket. That's a true story, one of which I'm not going to share right now. But, you know, when you are laid up, what happens is you got to find something to do, right? Some way to occupy your time. Now, I just alluded to my physical status, or rather, how much I'm willing to dedicate to anything by calling myself a couch potato. So that implies that I watched a whole buttload of TV, and boy did I ever. I subjected myself to some of the worst crap ever known to mankind. And I don't use that lightly, saying the worst crap, because, you know, I know better. I really do. A lot of this stuff is just manufactured to really be the bug light for society. Draw us to the flames, zap us, and leave us there comatose, just watching the same repetitious thing over and over again. I was that moth, baby. That was me. You know, maybe a little plump, handsome moth, but that was still the moth. That's you know, I can't escape that. It's true. Now, you'd say, Dave, what were you watching that you feel so guilty about? What was this unpleasurable guilty pleasure? Well, I binged a whole bunch of Shark Tank, and that was terrible, horrible, because, you know, the thing is with reality TV, we all know it's not reality anymore. It's all purely scripted stuff made to, you know, it's trying to trick you to think it's something is on the spur of the moment or things are not predetermined. Lies, absolute lies. And, but because I was up at 4 a.m. with nothing better to do than, yeah, piss in buckets, I'd be Googling what happened to these businesses on Shark Tank that pitched their ideas looking to make millions of dollars and become a success and squash us poor people underneath their feet because they came up with an idea of, I don't know, a phone that looks like a banana. And that's a real thing. I'm not even joking. That is a legitimate thing. But I think the most egregious... I don't know. The worst thing I was watching was Wicked Tuna. Yes, Wicked Tuna is a fishing show, right? Many years ago, Deadliest Catch kind of caught on to the public's consciousness and sucked us all in so we would care about this really dangerous job where men would provide us the meat from the crab that we needed to survive, if you're that kind of seafood-loving person. I'm not. I'm actually from New England, being some of the appeal to which I was even watching Wicked Tuna in the first place, because I was looking for some accents. Yeah, I wanted to hear some people that sounded a little bit like I do, considering I now live in Texas, and a lot of people say, oh, you sure do sound funny. That's a funny accent. You sound like Mark Wahlberg. Oh, you sound like Ben Affleck, man. I'm like, oh, God. Still, sometimes you need that little flavor, that little touch of home. And the reason I guess I'm dancing around this is that Wicked Tuna, you could, in a nutshell here, you could take an entire season, compress it into one single episode, and you'd still have the same effect as if you sat and watched the entire season. Because there is so much stuff that they repeat and go over and over and over again that you really don't need to know. It's already been established, and even if you were new to the program, you'd probably catch on pretty quick. Now, that's not to say I haven't watched some very entertaining shows as well. I was hooked on House of the Dragon, The Rings of Power, a little fantasy aspect there. But most recently, something that I pushed to the side was the Disney Plus show Andor, which is a Star Wars program. I know there's tons of Star Wars stuff out there. Gag me with a spoon. How much Star Wars can we actually tolerate anymore? I understand. I get it. But this stuff is, like, legit. And if you haven't seen it, there's going to be a little bit of a spoiler coming up, okay? So I'm warning you ahead of time. There will be a portion of this program where you might want to fast forward about 2 minutes because I'm going to play a clip that's relevant to the show and something I found really deep and profound because I do want to compare it to some of the junk I have been watching. So you know exactly. I'm giving you the weighted scale on how I feel about the quality of the programming, if you know what I mean. So the thing about Andor, though, is it's a little intimidating because it's very cinematic in scope. You think like you're sitting there and you're watching like it's a television show, but it's produced and acted and everything so well. You feel like you've been fully immersed in a movie. It's really just intense. And the storytelling is, I mean, top notch. I'm not even a Star Wars aficionado, casual fan. You know, of course, being 44 years old, you grow up on Star Wars, but as you get older, you kind of let some of that go a little bit. Again, some of us, not all of us, as you know, there's some really nerdy dudes who like to totally geek out on that stuff, but I'm speaking for myself here. But with Andor, they really got me, man. That was, I am the tuna. I am the Wicked Tuna that has gotten hooked, the big fat bluefin. Notably, I just mentioned the acting is really good, but one of the performances I've really been impressed with was the character Luthen, played by Stellan Skarsgård from the ever-so-famous Skarsgård family. And if you haven't noticed, I like saying the name Skarsgård. I wish I had that as last name. Maybe I'll adopt that next episode. Who knows? You know, the world's my oyster. Or my bluefin, depending on what I'm watching. But there was a little monologue where his character, Luthen, who is one of the leaders of the rebellion, is asked, what has he sacrificed for the cause? And this is the part, I'm telling you, if you want to, if you haven't seen up to episode 10 yet, you might want to fast forward a little bit or put the earmuffs on, whatever the choice is yours. But here's his monologue that I found really, really impactful.
Calm. Kindness, kinship. Love. I've given up all chance at inner peace. I made my mind a sunless space. I share my dreams with ghosts. I wake up every day to an equation I wrote 15 years ago from which there's only one conclusion. I'm damned for what I do. My anger, my ego, my unwillingness to yield, my eagerness to fight has set me on a path from which there's no escape. I yearn to be a savior against injustice without contemplating the cost. And by the time I look down, there's no longer any ground beneath my feet. What is my sacrifice? I'm condemned to use the tools of my enemy to defeat them. I burned my decency for someone else's future. I burned my life to make a sunrise that I know I'll never see. Now, the ego that started this fight will never have a mirror or an audience or the light of gratitude. So what do I sacrifice? Everything!
Oh, wow. I mean, I was sitting there and I was blown away by that. Like, holy moly. That was deep, man. That is some seriously good writing. Now, before I play that clip, hopefully you're back if you did fast forward, okay? I did warn you. But if you are back, this is not a spoiler. If anything, you might want to plug up your ears just because it's terrible. But here's a clip from Wiki Tuna.
We were fighting a fish. Connor was the wheel man. I was on a fish and Paul was gone.
Hurry up. I'm going to have... I got a caller.
Hey!
Yeah, sick of. He's pooping.
Most opportune time to harpoon the fish. He's downstairs.
Yeah, I was taking on the bucket. Yeah.
You better pinch that low fast.
All right. You know, I guess speaking of my own rehab experience, I can relate to the whole bucket thing, you know, but really quite the contrast there in what I'm choosing to occupy my time with. Now, albeit Wicked Tuna is something that you could leave on all day as an ambient show. If you fell asleep for 4 hours and you woke up, you wouldn't have missed anything. You could just pick up right where you left off. And or not so much. That is a show to be savored, to look for the little allegories and different things within the show itself, some of the just amazing effects. And again, you just don't want to waste any of these acting performances. Diego Luna has been off the charts good on this show. So if you haven't watched Andor, and you are, like me, just a casual Star Wars fan, I definitely recommend it to the highest order. You don't have to be entrenched with the lore to enjoy the Andor, if you know what I mean. All right, well, I guess that's enough for TV talk. I think we should move on to something different now. Maybe some of my life choices, because it's rare for me to say this. I mean, literally, this is like mark it on your calendar kind of stuff. But I decided that when I was down for the count because of my hip surgery, it might be an opportune moment to kind of expand my horizons. And since I was fixing my physical health, maybe do so with my mental health. Now, if you listen to the show in the past, you might have heard me say, you know, I haven't really ever explored therapy or as an any kind of like psychology is an option. I've always kind of self-diagnosed, which is a dangerous thing to do. Not a wise thing to do, but I guess I'm not a wise human being, obviously. Yet again, if you've listened for any amount of time, you already know this. But I said, you know, online therapy is an option now. I'm going to be at home. I can't move very well. Let me look into it. And I did. And it's been a really beneficial experience for me. What have I talked about during these sessions? Well, I'm going to tell you in depth right now exactly what all my problems are. No, I'm only kidding. That was a joke. Not that I'm embarrassed of anything, nor is it like a shameful thing to even admit that you go into therapy. It's a good thing. You're trying to help yourself, right? But actually, I don't think I have enough time on this podcast to go into everything that we've discussed. I did get diagnosed with anxiety, which I don't know how common that is. I can only assume post-pandemic, there's a lot of folks out there dealing with certain anxieties and fears that they might have not had prior to a global pandemic. But much as I had just recommended TV for you to watch, I do say if you've been kind of like on the fence about speaking to somebody, you really should. There's nothing to lose, really. I mean, maybe some time. Is it really that precious to you? An hour a week to be able to sit there and kind of vent to somebody, which I found very useful. The only thing I can say, and I knew this going in, is that it's not a cure-all, right? It's not like a magic pill that you pop and you feel better. Now, after you have surgery, they give you pain meds, right? Oh, man, you take one of those, you're on cloud nine, you're happy, you're personable, you're talking to everybody. Woohoo! This is the good stuff. That's why people get addicted, you know? But with therapy, it's almost like you got to rewire your brain. You got to take the time, put in the effort to undo all the damage. I know in my case, I've spent decades doing, you know, but I feel good about it. And actually, in many ways, I consider this whole podcast, the Selling Out show that I've been doing with Nate now for what, like 5 years, as a form of therapy, albeit not getting diagnosed or really help with anything. But it's always good to talk. It's always good to let things out, even if you're alone or, you know, in a room. You may look like a lunatic, but you might feel a little bit better if you yell at your wall a little bit. Old Man Yells at Clouds, film at 11. So the other day, I decided to do something also very uncharacteristic to my normal self, or the way that I would behave. And I don't know if it was a positive or a negative. I just said therapy was a good thing for me, right? No doubt. But I had a rough day. I was struggling. And it is November, yet to be Thanksgiving. And I thought, I need a little burst of cheer. I need a little pick-me-up. Something that's going to just totally take me out of these doldrums. What can I do? What can I do? Well, I thought to myself, let me put up the Christmas tree. Yeah, I know. I judge all them suckers that put up their decorations pre-Thanksgiving. It's not even Turkey Day yet. We haven't even finished the holiday. Isn't it bad enough that corporate America rushes all this stuff down our throats? I mean, I'm surprised we don't have Valentine's Day decorations up yet, for crying out loud. You know what I mean? It's just, we can't wait until the next event to sell something. But I love Christmas. I really do. It's not something I enjoyed much as a kid. But since I became a father, I've learned to appreciate it so much more. Thanksgiving was really my favorite holiday for many, many years because, quite frankly, I had no responsibilities. There's nothing for me to do except for show up and eat. I mean, it doesn't get much better than that. And it wasn't like I was doing dishes or cleaning or anything. I was just being a gluttonous pig who could watch a lot of football and roll around on the couch. That's what I call a holiday. That's what I call time off from work or stress relief from your life. But bringing joy to somebody else has been one of the greatest things I've experienced. So Christmas for me has become this really cherished time, something I wouldn't give up for anything in the world, right? Especially when you get a kid, you get the Santa Claus thing going on. It's just perfect. You know, you even guard against anybody trying to spoil that magic for you and your child. I know if I see a program and they kind of talk about wavering faith in Santa, I'm like, oh, turn that thing off. Turn that fucking show off. We can't have that around here. Oh, no, no, no. We believe in Santa in this house. But you know what? Turns out when you force an event on your entire family, you may not get the exact results you were looking for. I know we did the tree. And, you know, really my family was kind to me. They could see I needed that. You know what I mean? But their hearts just weren't in it 100%. And I had something to do with that too, because I'm a really picky OCD kind of person. When it comes to setting up the tree and the decorations, like I can't have the same colored bulb next to each other. If I have a gaudy ornament, it has to go on the back of the tree. So when you get a 10-year-old saying, oh, Dad, look at this, I'm putting it right here. And you go, no, you can't do that. Nah, that's going to go on the back there, guy. Well, what the hell you think you're doing? You can't put those bulbs together. You know, you're kind of sucking the joy out of the entire experience for somebody else. Now, the other thing I guess I should be concerned about is that in 20 years, my kid's going to do it to his kids. You know, he's going to be like, hey, you know, what are you doing? My father forced his will upon me as a child on how decorations and how trees should look. So therefore, I'm now doing that to you. It's a vicious cycle, right? I mean, in the grand scheme of things, what does it matter? I don't like tinsel. Never really have liked tinsel because people clump that stuff, right? Clumping is bad. Yet, if you clump your tinsel, who's to tell you you can't? I don't pay your bills. I got nothing to do with your life. If you like it, you do it. So what's the big deal? Why does it matter if I got two bulbs next to each other or a gaudy ornament in the front of the tree? It doesn't. I should have just kept my mouth shut so my kid could have been happy and just contributed to the entire thing. But, you know, I'm a terrible piece of crap. What can I say? It is who, you know, it is what it is. It is who I am. So he will inherit being a terrible piece of crap, too. Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night. But, you know, we still got Thanksgiving to look forward to. Now, how much time of yours have I taken up just talking about just me? That whole sitcom thing I led into here. Jeez, quite a bit. So I'm not going to hold you up for too much longer. But something is bothering me. And hopefully you all voted. You know, beginning of November, it was election time. Important to vote. I can't stress that enough. It's our, you know, it's beyond being our civic duty. It's just that you got to pick the right cocksucker to sit in the right seat. Do you know what I mean? You always hear the argument, well, I got to pick the lesser of two evils. And in many cases, that is in fact true. And I can endorse that statement. But recently, we've had new levels of evil emerge to the point where I think saying, well, I just chose this evil is far worse than ever before. I mentioned I live in Texas. Being a bleeding heart liberal, basically, who came from the state of Massachusetts and moving to a red state has presented its challenges, okay? But I guess the whole problem with politics right now to me is, and maybe it's always been this way, I just didn't notice as much, is that when you are completely dedicated to voting via your party, you just cannot, no matter whether it's right or wrong or what your morals or principles could be, you can't vote against whatever you registered as. And that is up there with me, I think, politically speaking, just being as bad as gerrymandering, which is something that absolutely nauseates me. But personally, I can say this, right? I vote blue. I vote Democrat. I think I voted Republican once in my entire life in my youth. And I say that because I also feel I'm a rational enough human being that if I had a candidate that had been indicted, or I find, like I mentioned morals earlier, right? You kind of know what I'm alluding to here. For example, in Georgia with Herschel Walker, where he had, he's anti-pro-choice, yet he had had abortions for his girlfriends in the past. And then you hear people that support him and go, well, you know, that it is what it is. But are you pro-life? Yeah, I'm pro-life. But that's okay to you. Yeah, because it's more important for me that a Republican wins. What the hell is going on with people? I would even think you're better off abstaining from voting if you can't stomach voting blue or independent or libertarian or whatever the case may be over a candidate that you just find completely objectionable. There's something wrong here. This blind loyalty, you've heard it in the media, I guess, plenty of times, but it's true. This whole cultist mentality is dangerous, lethally dangerous. You know what I mean? It's I just really can't get over it. And the other thing, too, is the fear-mongering. I'm about to play an ad here that I heard ad nauseum over and over again in Texas by the incumbent winner of the governor election, Greg Abbott.
There's a clear and present danger in neighborhoods like this. It's deadly fentanyl, and it's killing our kids. How's it getting here?
Right here, through our border.
This year alone, law enforcement has seized enough fentanyl in Texas to kill millions. But Beto O'Rourke supports open borders. He says there isn't a problem at our border. Not a problem? Drug cartels, human traffickers, the most dangerous border in the world. Beto O'Rourke, too radical, too dangerous for Texas.
Oh yeah, he's too dangerous, man. This guy, he doesn't care about fentanyl, which has been an argument against Beto O'Rourke for many, many years. When he ran in the Senate race against Ted Cruz, Ted Cruz said, this guy, he's all about the fentanyl, man. It's that's what it's all about. Now, this year, more than ever, elections right before Halloween, they're saying, oh, fentanyl's coming in as Halloween candy. Those woke Democrats and their woke agenda, they want your kids to get fentanyl. as evident from this clip from The Good Liars.
You get a bag like this at Halloween, do not take it. It's fentanyl. It'll kill you.
Drug dealers, a lot of times, they want to sell their drugs.
Mm-hmm. Well, not if they're coming over here to destroy our country.
And then so the drug dealers have houses that the kids will come and knock on the door on, and then they'll give that to them?
I'm thinking that's how it's going to happen, yeah.
So drug dealers would be giving away...
not drug dealers, the illegals that are here.
Yeah.
They just crossed because Biden has our border wide open.
Okay, so the illegals that have houses that then the kids are coming to knock on the illegals' houses, doors, that and they're drug dealers that are giving the children their drugs.
Look at Fox News. All you got to do is watch an episode of Fox News.
And Fox News will tell you that the
it's coming across it's our coming borders. Across. It's going into our playground.
And they're
going
to be giving it away during Halloween.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. So there we go. Okay, two things on that. One, I think the whole fentanyl argument is going to die down now the elections are over. That's an easy thing for people to bring up, and use, again, for fear-mongering. Now, the Halloween stuff, as you just heard from that clip, is just ridiculous. As the interviewer was pointing out to the woman who is so pro-Fox News, is that, what do you think? Drug dealers don't want to make money? They want to make profit. Why would they just, you know, give away drugs for free, you know? The other thing, too, is, as she had mentioned, like, all you got to do is watch Fox News. We all know it's bubbles. We all live in bubbles. There are times I would be on social media and I see a candidate putting forth a message and I wonder to myself, well, what's the point of that? What's even the point anymore? Is there one? Because the only person that's receiving that message is the person that's going to vote for you anyway, right? Whose mind are you changing? I don't think, and I hear this a lot, like undecided voters. I will see percentages on TV, and they seem to me alarmingly high because I'm under the assumption, stop me if I'm wrong. Well, actually, you can't stop me because you're listening to me, but it's less than we actually think. Most people's minds are already made up. But things like this, fentanyl, or, for example, the critical race theory, what happened to that? Where did that go? That was a big talking point 2 years ago. Democrats are going to force critical race theory on your kids. I'd recently heard a commercial where a candidate had stated that kids in school now don't learn how to read. But thanks again to the woke Democrats, they can name 70-some-odd pronouns and sexual identifiers. We know that's not true. Rational parents know that's not true. My kid's in school. He reads just fine. His grades are good. He's not being force-fed anything that they would consider this woke agenda. It's just scare tactics. So, yet again, who were they influencing? Well, considering that I just said I believe the undecided vote is lower than I'm being led to believe, maybe they're just reinforcing this with their already current base. But again, maybe there's an old person out there. Because I really think about this, and I'm not trying to be ageist or anything, but maybe there's a senior who's like, my grandson. I don't want my grandson to get rainbow fentanyl or learn about black culture and be told that white people are wrong. So I was going to stay home, but now I'm going to go vote. That could be it. I don't know. But we got a serious problem. I mean, it's a big one. How are we going to fix it? I have no idea. Because really, you got to open your minds. You know what I mean? I don't know. I would think more common sense is out there, but as we've found out over the last, decade or so, it's not. It's not. Human beings, born and bred to eat Tide Pods, I guess. It's a weird thing. All right, guys, I do want to thank the partners of this program because they are awesome. I am currently sitting in the wonkyweeds.com studio, but I did want to mention that we also have northlandvapor.com. for all your vape needs, alpinehemp.com, which is like loaded with different CBD products. I mean, I'm looking at a bunch I got right here, just capsules and tinctures and liquids and all kinds of stuff. So basically anything under the sun that you could need. Death by gummybears.com. They have a bunch of edibles there. These are all great tools to relax. I know with northlandvapor.com, for me, it was big on smoking cessation because I was a huge smoker, man, and that sucked. I'm so happy I switched however many years ago it was now. It's been quite a few. I can't even tell you off the top of my head, but Northland Vapor has been a godsend in that regard as far as their e-liquids, because they're Dictonin artificial sweetener free. So it's not like they're trying to, you know, oh, we're going to replace the poison by pumping you full of more poison. Quite the contrary. Awesome people at northlandvapor.com. But here's the best part. Christmas is right around the corner. You want to do some stocking stuffers or maybe just give some gifts to help people relax in that whole CBD realm. Delta 9s, things like that. Sativa too. They got, I mean, geez, I'm not doing this whole read much justice. So you should definitely check them out. But what I was going to say is I got a coupon code. Oh yeah. Selling out 20 will save you 20% at all those sites. And let me say them again, just so you don't forget. Wonky Weeds, Death by Gummy Bears, Northland Vapor, and Alpine Hemp. All of those have a .com at the end, obviously. But I've noticed over the past forever, I keep saying it, when I guess I don't need to. So I'm just a dummy. But definitely check them out, support them, use that coupon code, save some money, and share some of that love around here this holiday season. Last but not least, as far as the sponsors go of this program, SpunkLube.com. SpunkLube is used by professionals in the adult film industry, but why let them have all the fun? No. You can now have SpunkLube delivered discreetly right to your door. Try SpunkLube today, and you can thank me tomorrow. And that's how that works. That's also a great gift and stocking stuffer for a loved one that you might want to do some wrestling with, if you know what I mean. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. So thank you to all of our partners. Appreciate it very, very much. I think that about wraps it up for me here. I know it was a little shorter program than normal with Nate not around. We would, you know, of course, have Nate's Notes music segment to end the show. We don't have that right now. I could just start singing, but none of us really want that. I do want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in. I truly appreciate it. And if you want to follow us and see what we're up to, it's easy. You can check us out on social media at Selling Out Show, on Facebook at Selling Out Show 1, or email the show, sellingoutshow@gmail.com. All right, guys, I am out of here. I hope you all have a happy Thanksgiving. I will be sitting there enjoying that big old fat bird, looking at my way too early Christmas tree, maybe with a little bit of resentment, knowing that I did put it up like 2 weeks too early. But hey, what are you gonna do? All right, well, I am Dave. Nate is not here, but this has been The Selling Out. Why does it never look so close?